हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः। हरिः ओम् ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। वि आर् हाफ् द वे सीङ्ग् दि भाष्यम् आन् अन्तर्हृदय हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम् डिस्कस्ड् इन् दि सिक्स्त् अनुवाकः, सिक्स्त् सेक्षन्। स य एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः तस्मिन्नयम् पुरुषो मनोमयः अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके। स एष स्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौके शान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्यशीर्षकपाले भूरित्यग्नौ प्रतितिष्ठति भुव इति वायौ सुवरित्यादित्ये मह इति ब्रह्मणि आप्नोति स्वाराज्यम् आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम् वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः श्रोत्रपतिर्विज्ञानपतिः एतत्ततो भवति आकाशशरीरम् ब्रह्म सत्यात्मप्राणारामम् मन आनन्दम् शान्तिसमृद्धममृतम् इति प्राचीनयोग्योपास्व। स य एषोऽन्तर्हृदय आकाशः तस्मिन्नयम् पुरुषो मनोमयः अमृतो हिरण्मयः अन्तरेण तालुके। य एष स्तन इवावलम्बते सेन्द्रयोनिः यत्रासौ केशान्तो विवर्तते व्यपोह्यशीर्षकपाले भूरित्यग्नौ प्रतितिष्ठति भुव इति वायौ सुवरित्यादित्ये मह इति ब्रह्मणि आप्नोति स्वाराज्यम् आप्नोति मनसस्पतिम् वाक्पतिश्चक्षुष्पतिः श्रोत्रपतिर्विज्ञानपतिः एतत्ततो भवति आकाशशरीरम् ब्रह्म सत्यात्मप्राणारामम् मन आनन्दम् शान्तिसमृद्धममृतम् इति प्राचीनयोग्योपास्व इति षष्ठोऽनुवाकः, इति षष्ठः अनुवाकः। सो हियर् वि आर् वेरि क्लियर् दि उपासनम् व्याहृत्यात्म हिरण्यगर्भ उपासनम् and antarhriday hranya garbho upasanam together form one upasanam, that the upasanams prescribed in the fifth section and the sixth section must be practiced by a meditator in order to enjoy the benefit of the meditation. Practicing one meditation, practicing Vyahrityupasanam discussed in the fifth section, leaving the upasanam discussed in the sixth section will not be effective. So antarhrudaya hiranyagarbha upasanam practice independently without including the vyahrityatma hiranyagarbha upasanam also will not be of will not be of any use. The sense will not be effective. What is the highest benefit one can enjoy as a result of practicing this Hiranyagarbha Upasanam? Of course, the highest benefit one can enjoy is, attain is, Kramamuktihi. And the Kramamuktihi means Muktihi, which can be attained here itself by attaining Jnanam, can be attained in Brahmaloka. If the Mukti is attained in Brahmaloka, after attaining Jnanam in Brahmaloka, it is Kramamuktihi. The moksha is attained here itself, it is Sadyo Muktihi. So, Jivan Muktihi is Sadyo Muktihi. After the death, leaving the gross physical body, traveling to Sushumna Nadi, and now we know how a Jiva travels, and going to Brahma Loka, there attaining Jnanam, then attaining Mukti is Krama Muktihi. So, Sadyo Muktihi and Krama Muktihi. The difference is there. But going to Amaloka involves great effort, not an easy job. One must earn abundance of punyam to be eligible to travel through the Shukla Gatihi. Even to get out of the body, breaking open the skull, to travel through Sushumna Nadi, for all that one must need a specific punyam, to be blessed with the expertise to live like that. For which one must practice this discipline of meditation for length of time. It is not an easy joke. It involves great effort. Anyway, so this Antar Hridaya Hiranyagarbha Upasanam is to be practiced along with the Upasanam mentioned in the previous section, in order to enjoy this benefit of reaching Brahmalokam, attaining knowledge there in Brahmaloka, thereby attaining Kramamuktihi. Okay, so we have seen this Bhashyam part. Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram. Tam desham prapyamana tena antarena vyapohya. So tena antarena vyapohya. Vyapohya means vibhajya. Vibhajya means vidarya. Sisha kapale means shirah kapale vidarya. So have breaking open the skull region of the head. Skull means the top of the skull, not anywhere. Ya vinirgata sa indrayonihi, that which goes out, breaking open the skull, is indrayonihi. Indrayonihi means indrasya, brahmanaha yonihi. Yonihi means margaha. Please make a note. The word yonihi has so many meanings. I mentioned this last class. The word yonihi can mean womb. Yonihi can mean cause. But here yonihi means path. So indra yonihi means indrasya yonihi. Indra yonihi. Who is Indraha here? Brahmanaha yonihi. Indraha is equal to Brahma. Who is Brahma? Sagunam Brahma. Ishvara is Indraha. Why Ishvara is said to be Indraha? Indriyanam Raja. Iti karanataha. Sagunam Brahma Ishvara is said to be Indraha. Because whenever we hear the word Indraha, we think of the Devata. The presiding Adishtana Devata of physical prowess is Indraha. The power in hands, is it? So Indraha. He is not a Devata. Here the word Indraha means Ishvara. Why Ishvara is said to be Indraha? Two meanings I mentioned last class. Let me remind you. Indriyanam Raja iti Indraha. Maybe this also has to go to our Radhanija already, he might have put all this very carefully in our glossary. So Indriyanam Raja Indraha, the Lord of sense organs. So Indriyanam Raja means Rishikeshaha, Rishikanam Isha Rishikeshaha. Another meaning I gave, a beautiful meaning, Pujya Swamiji said this. Idantaya drishyate anena iti Indraha. The one by whom this entirety of the objective universe, including one's own body, mind, sense complex, is known, seen as this, is Indraha. So Indraha means the absolute seer of the objective universe, which is inclusive of the body, mind, sense complex, is Indraha. Okay? Indraha. The absolute seer of the entire objective universe is Indraha. Idantaya drishyate anena iti Indraha. Okay. There's different explanation way. So, Indrasya yonihi, Brahmanaha yonihi means margaha. So, Brahmanaha margaha means what? Swarupa pratipatti dwaram. The entrance traveling through which ultimately one can have the vision of one's own Swarupa. Swarupa Pratipattihi. I told you already, the word Pratipattihi as a noun, so it's a feminine noun meaning attainment. Another meaning is what? Knowing, knowledge. So Swarupasya Pratipattihi, Swarupa Pratipattihi, knowledge of essential nature of one's own self. So, Swarupa Pratipatti Dwaram is an entrance traveling through which one can finally arrive at one's own essential nature. How? Being taught, attaining Jnanam, there one can attain Moksha. Therefore, Jnana Prapti Dwaram, that is the meaning. Ityartha. This much you already seen last class. Is it clear? Now can I go ahead? Please nod your head so that I will know you're all following. Taya evam. Evam vidwan. So taya means what? Taya sushumnaya nadya. Taya sushumnaya nadya. I'm moving to the next part of the bhashyam. Taya is a third case, you know very well. So the pronoun, therefore taya here indicates taya sushumnaya nadya. Through that nadi, known as sushumna nadi, evam, in this manner, vidwan here is the meditator. See, vidwan means the knower, jnani is vidwan. In his scholar is Vidwan, knower is Vidwan, but here Vidwan is the meditator. Evam Vidwan means what? The meditator who has been practicing or who has practiced meditation in this manner, practice meditation upon Hiranyagarbha as the one who obtains in one's own mind, such a person. Coming out of that, coming out. Through that skull, coming out from the skull, from the skull head region. Now what happens? Manomaya Atmadarshi, Manomaya Atmadarshi. Manomaya Atmadarshi See, Manomaya Atma is Hiranyagarbha. Manomaya Atma, is Hiranyagarbha. Manomaya Atma Darshi means the person, Vidwan, the meditator, who has been meditating upon Hiranyagarbha, known as Manomaya Atma. So, get Darshi means a seer. Again, meditator, if you take it as meditator. Manomayatma Darshi means the person who is meditating upon Hiranyagarbha, who is known as Manomayatma. That meditator, Murdhnaha Vinishkramya. Murdhnaha Vinishkramya. Having got out of the head region, the skull, having Murdhnaha Vinishkramate, V and Nish are prefixes. Kramate, Nish, Kramate, Vinishkramate. So Vinishkramya, having emerged out, having come out. Vinishkramya, having come out. Asya lokasya adhishtata. Asya lokasya adhishtata. Bhuhu iti vyahriti rupaha. Asya lokasya adhishtata means the presiding deity. Adhishtata means adhishtana devata. Adhishtata means adhishtana devata. Adhishtata, adhishtana devata means the same. Adhishtana devata means presiding deity. Who is the presiding deity of this world? Asya lokasya adhishtata. Asya lokasya adhishtana devata. Is who? Agnihi. Agnihi is the presiding deity of this world. And who alone is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. So Bhuhu iti Vyakriti Rupaha Yaha Agnihi. Asya lokasya adhishtata Agniru Agnihi Yaha Agnihi. So Bhuhu iti Vyakriti Rupaha. So Agnihi is the Adhishtana Devata, presiding deity of this world, which this Agnihi, who is invoked upon, meditated upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Mahataha Brahmanaha Angabhutaha. See, too many words now. Who is Agni? Agni is in the form of the limb of Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon, in all these Vyakritis. Angi, Angani together constitute one whole Hiranyagarbha macrocosmic being. Angi, the trunk, Angani, the limbs, all of them together constitute one whole being. Macrocosmic being, Ishvara, the Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, first the Agni Devata, who is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu, who is the presiding deity of this world, Bhuloka, is in the form of the limb of Hiranyagarbha. Mahataha Brahmanaha Angabhutaha means what? Is in the form of the limb of Hiranyagarbha, the great Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Now, having talked about the Agni Devata first, see what happens to the meditator? That's what is said here. Gradually, if the meditator has to become one with the Hiranyagarbha, he has to abide in the whole being of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, first this meditator, when he emerges out of the skull, then first, tasmin agnau pratitishthati, the meditator agnau pratitishthati, he resolves in the Agni. What does it mean? He abides in the Agni, resolves in Agni means pratishthati. Agni atmana imam lokam vyapnoti. Tasmin agno pratitishthati. He resolves in that Agni, abides in that Agni means Agni atmana imam lokam vyapnoti. He pervades this entire world in the form of Agni Devata. He pervades this entire world in the form of fire, Agni Devata. This is the literal meaning. This is nothing much more than this. And who is Agnihi here? Agnihi is the Adhishthana Devata of this Bhuloka. And he is invoked upon the Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Therefore, he becomes Agnihi. Therefore, what happens now? He becomes one limb of Hiranyagarbha. When he becomes all the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, when he becomes the trunk of Hiranyagarbha, he is Hiranyagarbha himself. Is it clear? What is the idea? He has to become all the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, the trunk of Hiranyagarbha, thereby he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha himself. Therefore, first, he becomes, abides, resolves in Hiranyagarbha, thereby he remains pervading this entire world in the form of fire, Agnihi. Okay. Asya lokasya adhishthata bhuhu iti vyahriti rupaha yaha agnihi mahataha brahmanaha angabhutaha tasmin agno pratitishthati. Okay. Agni atmana imam lokam vyapnoti. Agni atmana agniatmana imam lokam vyapnoti. Now what happened to meditator? The first, the meditator abides, resolves in the Agnihi. Which Agnihi? Agnihi is the presiding deity of this world. Who is invoked upon? Who was invoked upon, who has been invoked upon this Vyakritihi Bhuhu. Therefore, now he has become one limb of Hiranyagarbha. These things do not happen one by one. Simultaneously it will happen. But for the purpose of our understanding, Upanishad presents one by one. Then what happens? Tatha, in the same way, Bhuvaha iti dvitiya vyahrityatmani vayau pratitishthati iti anuvartate. Now it continues in the same way that this upasakaha. Now I don't need to repeat everything now. The upasaka who emerges out of the skull, and now he simultaneously abides, resolves in the Vayu, resolves in Vayu Devata, the presiding deity of the intermediary space known by the term Bhuvaha. Vayuhu is the Devata, Adhishthana Devata, presiding over, the presiding deity of this Bhuvarloka, the intermediary space. This Vayu Devata alone, who is invoked upon, who is visualized, meditated upon this Vyakritihi Bhuvaha. And now this meditator simultaneously abides, resolves in that Vayudevata. Thereby, he pervades this world in the form of wind. He is in the form of Agni. He is in the form of wind also. Okay. Is it clear? Next. Please understand, now that meditator, first he becomes Agni, then he becomes Vayu. No. Simultaneously, he abides, he resolves in all the Angani of all the Devatas, which are here as, they are looked upon as the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Thereby, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Okay, next. Suvariti Tritiya Vyahrityatmani Aditye Pratitishthati. We have to supply the word Pratitishthati. Simultaneously, not only in the Agni Devata, the presiding deity of this Bhuloka, not only in Vayu Devata, the presiding deity of the Bhavarloka, also in Adityaha, he abides, he resolves in Adityaha, Surya Devata. Surya Devata, Adityaha is another word for Surya Devata. Surya Devata, who is the Adishtana Devata of presiding deity of the Suvarlokaha. See, Agnihi Bhuloka Devata. Bhulokasya Adishtana Devata. Vayuhu Bhavarlokasya Adishtana Devata. Now, Adityaha Suvarlokasya Adishtana Devata. Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha are three worlds above. And Agnihi, Vayuhu and Suryaha. Otherwise known as Adityaha, are the Adishtana Devatas. Now, this Adityaha, otherwise called Surya Bhagavan, Surya Devata, presiding deity, Adishtana Devata of Suvarloka, was invoked upon the Vyakritihi Suvaha. Suvarloka Adishtana Devata was invoked upon Vyakritihi Suvaha. Got it? And he resolves, abides in that Adityaha, Surya Devata also. Now he has become three limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Got it? Having resolved as remaining in the form of Agnihi, Vayuhu and Suryaha, himself becoming the Adishtana Devatas of three worlds, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, who were meditated upon the three Vyahrutis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, and he has become the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Angani, Hiranyagarbhasya Angani Abhavat. Upasakaha Hiranyagarbhasya Angani Abhavat. He has become the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Means what? He is one with Hiranyagarbha. What about the trunk? We're going to see next. Mahayiti Angini. See, Angi is an akaranta pullinga shabda. Therefore, Angi, Anginam, Angina, Angine, Anginaha, Anginaha, Angini. Angini locative case. Mahayiti Angini Chaturtha Vyahrityatmani. Chaturtha Vyahrityatmani Brahmani Pratitishthati. Now, he also simultaneously, not only he resolves, abides in Agnihi Vayuhu Adityaha, invoked upon Bhuhu Bhuvaha Suvaha three Vyahrutis, he simultaneously resolves, abides also in the Angi Devata. Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha himself, Sagunam Brahma itself, Angini, the Hiranyagarbha, the trunk which is invoked, who is invoked upon the Vyahritihi Mahaha, from the trunk of the Hiranyagarbha, in that also he resolves, he abides. Mahaha iti angini. So Hiranyagarbha was invoked upon as the Angi Devata, as Angi Devata, not Angani, as Angi Devata, who was invoked upon the Vyahritihi Mahaha, the fourth Vyahritihi, and this person resolves, he abides. Mahaha iti angini chaturtha vyahriti atmani brahmani pratitishthati. Now what happened? Simultaneously, this meditator abides, resolves in all the four, the limbs, angi and the angani of Hiranyagarbha. Thereby, he becomes one with the Hiranyagarbha as all-pervasive Ishvara. This is called becoming one with the Hiranyagarbha. It's only upasana. So in order to have the status of being Ishvara, to become one with Ishvara, what does it mean? This person should really see one's own self being the whole. I'll explain this later on. Now, teshu eva atma bhavena sthitva. See, very beautiful. So, remaining in all of them means what? This person abides, resolves in all these devatas. Hiranyagarbha, Agnihi, Vayuhu, Aditya, Hiranyagarbha. All these devatas who were meditated upon as the Angi and the Angani, invoked upon these four Vyahritis, Bohu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha, Mahaha. So, abiding in all of them, being one with all of them, so thereby remaining as Hiranyagarbha, what happens then? This person abides, resolves in all these devatas. Now it is said, teshu eva atma bhavena sthitva. Very important lesson this is. Atma bhavena sthitva. Atma bhavaha here means teshu eva atma bhavena sthitva. Here atma bhavaha means thought form. Atma bhavaha, atma bhavaha means what now? We don't need to say mental thought. Thought means mental only. There's no physical thought, isn't it? Mental thought means what? Mental thought means thought. Any thought is mental only. Therefore, atma bhavaha means thought. Atma bhavena teshu sthitva. This person, after leaving the physical body, emerging out of the Brahmarandram, breaking open the skull, when he travels, then he abides in all the devatas, which are looked upon as the Anga limbs of Hiranyagarbha. He abides in Hiranyagarbha also. So all these four devatas, forming the whole Hiranyagarbha. And teshu atma bhavena sthitva. Remaining in all those devatas, remaining in the form of those devatas, remaining in the form of those devatas means what? Remaining with the thought. Atma bhavena sthitva. Entertaining the thought that I the self am in the form of all these devatas. See, entertaining the thought in meditation, entertaining the thought that I, the self, am in the form of all these devatas. This having this thought, entertaining this thought that I, the self, am in him of all the devatas is what? Remaining with the thought. Teshu Atma Bhavena Sthitva. This is how the person practices meditation. I, the self, am the whole. I, the self, am in the form of all these devatas. Then what happened? As a result of which, Brahma Bhutaha, as the one has become Hiranyagarbha himself. Entertaining this thought that I am the whole, I, the self, am in the form of all these devatas, in the form of all the devatas, the person, as the one who has become Hiranyagarbha himself. Brahma Bhutaha means what? Becoming Hiranyagarbha himself. Now he is no more different from Hiranyagarbha. He does not see himself being different from Hiranyagarbha. He sees himself as Hiranyagarbha. Then Swarajyam Prapnoti. Swarajyam Prapnoti means what? Swarajyam is equal to Swarat Bhavam. Apnoti Swarajyam. So Swarajyam means what? Swarat Bhavam. He attains Swarajyam. He attains sovereignty means Swarat Bhavam. He attains Swarat Bhavam, status of being the Lord. Swayameva Raja. He himself becomes the king, the Lord. Adhipatihi Bhavati. Swayameva Raja Bhavati. Swayameva Adhipatihi Bhavati. Himself, he, the meditator himself, as Hiranyagarbha, being having become one with Hiranyagarbha, he attains sovereignty over the entirety of the universe. Thereby, he himself becomes the king, the Lord. He himself becomes the chief. Swayameva Raja Bhavati. Swayameva Adhipatihi Bhavati. He becomes the Lord, he becomes the chief. Anga Bhutanam Devanam Yatha Brahma. Just as Hiranyagarbha, who is looked upon as Angi alone, is the Lord of all the Angani. Angi is the chief of all the Angani. So Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon Mahavyahritihi, is said to be the Lord of all the devatas, all the presiding deities, who are looked upon as the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. Just as the devatas, which are in the form of the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbha is the Lord of all the devatas. Why? All the devatas together constitute Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, Hiranyagarbha is said to be the Lord of, the chief of all the devatas. Now, this meditator also, becoming one with the Hiranyagarbha, Brahma Bhutaha, Swarajyam Prapnoti. He attains sovereignty over the entirety of the universe. Thereby, what does it mean? Swarat Bhavam. He has the status of being the Lord. Swayameva Raja Bhavati Adhipatihi Bhavati. meditator himself becomes the chief lord of the entire universe. Just as Hiranyagarbha is the lord of all the devatas, which are invoked in the form of invoked as the limbs of Hiranyagarbha. So he becomes the chief of the entire creation. Who? The meditator. Therefore, what happens once he attains the status of being Ishvara? It's all upasana phalam. Because upasanam always shifts in meditation, when his attention is totally focused on the object of meditation, his identity is forgotten. That is how the meditation contributes for the attainment of the status of being one with Ishvara. Now, all the devas are supposed to be taking oblations unto the Ishvara. All the devatas, the presiding deities, always carry oblations, offerings to Ishvara. Now, this meditator is one with Hiranyagarbha. He has become Hiranyagarbha himself. He is Raja, he is Adhipati, he is Swarat. Therefore, all those devas bring offerings to this meditator. Now, what is said in the next sentence? Devaha cha. And devas, what do the devas do? Devaha cha. Sarve devaha. Let me put in proper prose order. Sarve devaha, all devas. Asmai, to him, to this meditator, who is one with Hiranyagarbha. Now he is no more an individual meditator. He is Hiranyagarbha himself. Meditator now is a Hiranyagarbha. Therefore he becomes the Angi Devata. As an Angi Devata, Angine, Brahmane, Balim Avahanti. Balimavahanti. Sarve devaha asmai angine balimavahanti. All devas bring oblations, offerings to this meditator who has become one with Hiranyagarbha, who is invoked upon as the Angi Devata. Angine balim avahanti. Who bring Angabhutaha Devaha, all devatas, all Adhishthana devatas, all devas or Adhishthana devatas, presiding deities, who are looked upon as the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, who are in the form of limbs of Hiranyagarbha, bring offerings to this Hiranyagarbha, meditator who is one with Hiranyagarbha, the Angi Devata, who is invoked as Angi Devata upon Mahavyakhritihi. Yatha Brahmane. So, now, all the devatas always bring oblations, offerings to Hiranyagarbha, Sagunam Brahma Ishvara. Now, they bring oblations to this meditator also. Why? The meditator is no more an individual. He is one with Hiranyagarbha. He is one with Hiranyagarbha. So, he is one with Hiranyagarbha. So, yatha brahmane angabhutaha devaha sarve angine brahmane yathaha balim avahanti tatha asmai upasakaya balimavahanti. Got it? Got a complete clean sentence. Yatha angabhutaha devaha sarve. Yatha angabhutaha devaha sarve. Angine brahmane balim avahanti. Tatha Asmai upasakaya balim avahanti. Got it? Just as all the devatas in the form of the limbs of, which are looked upon as the limbs of Hiranyagarbha, bring oblations, offerings to this Sagunam Brahma Ishvara, the Angi Devata, the devatas in the form of limbs bring offerings, oblations to Hiranyagarbha in the form of the Angi Devata. Similarly, all devas bring oblations unto this meditator who is no more an individual, who is one with Ishvara. How did he get this status? Because of his upasanam. This is upasana phalam. Got it? Yatha sarve devaha angine brahmane balim avahanti. Angabhutaha devaha balim avahanti. Tatha asmai balim avahanti. We have supplied the word. Okay. Now, we are going to see some more virtues of Hiranyagarbha. Please make a note. Even though these virtues are going to be given in the following sentences, the qualifications, the attributes, the virtues of Hiranyagarbha mentioned here, if you include them, include these virtues as the virtues of Hiranyagarbha. Okay. But these virtues are mentioned in the portion where the benefit of meditation is discussed. Got it? Now, not only he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. See, now he becomes Agnihi, he becomes Vayu, he becomes Aditya, he becomes Hiranyagarbha, he becomes the whole being, he becomes one with Hiranyagarbha. Thereby he becomes Swarat, he becomes Adipatihi, he becomes Raja. He is one with Hiranyagarbha. As a Lord, as an Ishvara, he enjoys the offerings brought by all other devatas. Now, not only that, whatever virtues Hiranyagarbheshwara enjoys, he also will have all those virtues. Why? As Hiranyagarbha, he will enjoy all the virtues of Hiranyagarbha. Therefore, in the next sentence, apnoti manasaspatim. Remember the sentence? Okay. Apnoti manasahapatim. What does it mean? It's a mantra. So here vyakhyanam comes. Sarvesham hi manasam patihi. He becomes the lord of all minds of all people. Sarvesham manasam patihi. Manasam patihi, manasas patihi. Lord of the minds of all the people. Sarvesham hi manasam patihi. Initially, as an individual, he is there as not knowing one's own, being the lord of one's own mind, he was there. Now, as a result of meditation, becoming the one with Hiranyagarbha, now he becomes the lord of the minds of all the people, all the minds. How sarvatmakatvat brahmanaha. Sarvatmakatvat brahmanaha. I tell you, Pujya Swamiji always loved this. Not only loved this, he explains it so beautifully. I don't think any other teacher explains this like this. Being able to see Ishvara as a universal, natural, moral law and order. We have to understand Ishvara as an order. So order means what? Order involved in each level of function. In mind is a, there's a function of mentation, therefore there's an order. Sense organs are a function, there is an order. Kidneys function is an order. Wherever there's a function, there's an order. That order is Ishvara. Because knowledge backing the order is Ishvara. The very function is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. Therefore, manasaspatihi means what? Bhagavan alone is in the form of the order backing the function of mentation, the psychological order. Manasampatihi. So Bhagavan himself is in the form of minds. All the minds are Ishvara. Bhagavan, Ishvara is not the minds. But all the minds are Ishvara. And one, the function, the instrument of, no, the internal instrument of knowledge. All minds are Ishvara. And the one who knows through the minds is also Ishvara. The knower is Ishvara. Ishvara is not the knower. There is no knower other than Ishvara. The knower, the only knower obtaining in all the minds is Ishvara. One who knows through the minds is Ishvara. One who is manifest in all the minds is Ishvara. One who is in the form of all the minds is Ishvara. The one who is in the form of the function of mentation is Ishvara. Therefore, Bhagavan is Ishvara said to be Manasampatihi. Manasampatihi, when you recite this verse, even if you do not practice this meditation specifically, already you are seeing Ishvara. Who is Bhagavan here? Ishvara is in the form of all the minds. Ishvara is in the form of function of all the minds. Ishvara is in the form of the one who knows through all the minds. The only knower obtaining in all the minds is Ishvara. Therefore, he is Manasampatihi. Why? Sarvatmakatvat Brahmanaha. Brahmanaha Sarvatmakatvat. Brahma has Sarvatmakatvam. Sagunam Brahma Ishvaraha has Sarvatmatvam. Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara enjoys his status of being the self of all the beings. Therefore, Sarvatmakatva. So, Ishvara being the self of all the beings, Ishvara is the truth obtaining in every mind. Ishvara is the reality obtaining in all the minds. Because mind has no independent existence. No mind has independent existence of its own. The reality, Ishvara is there as the reality, lending existence to the mind, lending consciousness to the mind, lending sense, existence, consciousness to the mind, lending life to the mind. Therefore, Ishvara is the very Swarupam, very truth of every mind. So here, Sarvatmakatvat Brahmanaha. So Sagunam Brahma Ishvara is the only self of all the minds. Only truth of all the minds. Therefore, Ishvara is what? Manasampatihi. You understand Ishvara first. So Manasaspatihi is virtue. Manasaspatihi. Having the status of being the lord of all the minds is virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Now, this meditator, having become one with Hiranyagarbha, he becomes Manasaspatihi. Who is in the form of all the minds? The knower, the only knower through all the minds. The one who is in the form of mind, one who is in the form of the function of all the minds also. Manasampatihi Sarvatmakatvat Brahmanaha. Now it is said, Sarvaihi hi manobihi tan manute. Sarvehi manobihi tan manute. Tan manute means what? Tad manute. Tan manute. It is that Ishvara, Sagunam Brahma Ishvara alone, Manute thinks. Thinks. With all the minds. It is Hiranyagarbheshwara who thinks. See, Ishwara is not the thinker. But there cannot be thinker without Ishwara. The only knower is Ishwara. So also, the thinker is also Ishwara. It is Ishwara who alone thinks. Is Ishwara the thinker? Does Ishwara think? No, Ishwara does not think. But who thinks? The one who thinks is Ishwara. Why? Because without Ishwara's presence, blessing, thinking, the function of thinking, the thinking is not possible on the part of the mind. Therefore, the thinker is Ishwara. It is Ishwara who alone thinks with all the minds. Sarvehi manobihi, he indeed, sarvehi manobihi, tad brahma means tad sagunam brahma manute. It is a sagunam brahmesh, sagunam brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara alone thinks with all the minds. Now, this is one great virtue of Ishwara. Now we said, this virtue of Ishwara, Hiranyagarbheshwara, becomes the virtue of the meditator because meditator is one with Hiranyagarbha. Got it? Okay. Sarvesham hi manasam patihi sarvatmakatvat brahmanaha. Brahmanaha sarvatmakatvat sarvesham hi manasam patihi bhavati. As Brahman enjoys the status of being the self of all the minds, the truth of all the minds, Ishwara is the Lord of all the minds. And it is Ishwara who alone thinks with all the minds. And now this meditator becomes that manasaspatihi, Ishwara. Okay, next virtue. Kimcha, not only manasaspatihi, he also becomes vakpatihi. Who is vakpatihi? Vakpatihi is Hiranyagarbha. And the meditator as Hiranyagarbha becomes Vakpatihi. This is another virtue of Hiranyagarbha. Sarvasam vacham patihi bhavati. Sarvasam vacham patihi bhavati. See, sarvesham manasam. Sarvasam vacham. Make note of the gender. Sarvesham manasam. Neuter gender there. For masculine also sarvesham. But here, sarvasam vacham, sarva vak, sarvasam vacham patihi bhavati, he becomes the lord of speech. Means what? Not only one organ of speech, he becomes the only lord of all the organs of speech. The samashti. Samashti Indriyani Hiranyagarbheshwara. All organs of speech are Ishwara. And the one who enables all the organs of speech is Ishwara. One whose grace, whose presence, whose blessing makes the act of speaking possible is Ishwara. The speaker is Ishwara. Ishwara does not speak. But the one who speaks through all the organs of speech is Ishwara. One who is in the form of all organs of speech is Ishwara. One who is in the form of all the words is Ishwara. Therefore, the Lord of all the words is Ishwara. This is a beautiful upasana, isn't it? You have to see here. Don't go in search of Bhagawan anywhere. See, in the class itself, you are meditating, you are seeing Ishwara in this form. That's why I'm also very slow in the class, because we are not going to do this portion again. This class is Ishwara Upasanam already. You're paying attention to this fact. You have to see. Ishvara does not speak. But the one who speaks through all organs of speech is Ishvara. All organs of speech are Ishvara. The function of speaking is Ishvara. Therefore, Vak Patihi Sarva Samvacham Patihi Bhavati. Now this meditator, becoming one with Hiranyagarbha, he becomes Vakpatihi. Hiranyagarbheshwara's virtue becomes meditator's virtue, because the meditator is no more an individual, he is one with Ishvara. Okay. Tathaivacha Chakshushpatihi Chakshushampatihi Bhavati. He becomes the lord of seeing power. The seeing power, one person's, the seeing power obtaining one individual eye is what? Indriyam. Collect all seeing powers collectively is called what? Devata. All devatas collectively are Ishvara. Chakshusham Patihi. It is Hiranyagarbheshwara Sagunam Brahma alone is in the form of all subtle powers. So all seeing powers. He is in the form of Indriyani. He is in the form of Indriyani. All Indriyas. Let us not talk about the Golakams. Okay. Only in the all subtle powers are Ishvara. Seeing power is Ishvara. And the one who enables, one who makes the inert material seeing power a conscious power is Ishvara. And one who sees through the seeing power is also what? Who is Ishvara. The function of seeing is Ishvara. The instruments of seeing is Ishvara. All in the seeing powers obtaining in all the in eyes is Ishvara. The seer is Ishvara. The seer seeing, the instrument of seeing, everything is Ishvara. Therefore, Chakshushpatihi. Chakshusham Patihi. This is what understanding Hiranyagarbha. Bhagavan is in the form of subtle universe. Sukshva Prapanchaha. How are you going to understand otherwise? This is how Upanishad helps us understand how Ishvara is in the form of Sukshva Prapancha. Chakshusham Patihi Bhavati. Shrotranam cha Vijnananam cha Patihi. So the Shrotram and Chakshu he mentions, he assumes that we have to understand all seeing powers, all hearing powers, all this power of smell, not power of smelling obtaining in all the noses, power of seeing obtaining in all the eyes, power of hearing obtaining in all the ears. So all subtle powers, in totality of all subtle powers is Ishvara. And the functions are, their functions are Ishvara. Hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, all the functions are Ishvara. All powers are Ishvara, their functions are Ishvara. And the one who sees, hears, smells, tastes, through all these powers is Ishvara. So, Shrotranam cha Patihi, na Vijnananam cha Patihi. Vijnananam cha Patihi. He is the Lord of all knowledge. He is the Lord of all instruments of knowledge. So this meditator, having become one with Hiranyagarbheshwara, he enjoys all these virtues as Hiranyagarbha. Vijnananam cha Patihi. Sarvatmakatvat. See, mind is associated with, connected to all the 10 subtle powers in every individual. Every individual mind is connected to all subtle 10 powers. Karmendriyani, Jnanendriyani, all are connected. Especially Jnanendriyani are definitely connected. Therefore, Vijnananam Patihi means what? The only knower of all the external world of objects through all these sense powers is Ishvara. For Vijnananam Patihi, the Lord of all knowledge. That is why Ishvara is said to be omniscient, the Lord of all knowledge. All knowledge gathered through all sense organs. Bhagavan Ishvara being the only truth, the only self of all the minds. All minds being connected to all the sense organs. Ishvara is the only source of knowledge, and Ishvara is the, in the form of all knowledge. The word Vijnan, Lord of all knowledge. Vijnananam Patihi. Sarvatmakatvat Sarva Praninam Karanehi Tadvan Bhavati. Sarvatmakatvat. He gives many reasons. First reason is what? Sarvatmakatvat. Because of being the Lord, the self of all the beings. Sarvatmakatvat. The first reason is what? Sarvatmakatvam. Ishvara enjoys his status of being the self of all the beings. Therefore, Sarva Praninam Karanehi, through the instruments of all the beings, through all instruments, with all instruments of all the beings, Bhagavan Ishvara becomes the one who is endowed with all the organs. Tadvan bhavati, pustakavan, pena, penvan, like that, grihavan, like that. Here, Bhagavan becomes tadvan. Tadvan means what? He becomes the one who is endowed with everything. It is Hiranyagarbheshwara who alone is here, endowed with all organs. Netravan. Netravan is Ishvara. Shrotravan, Netravan, Granavan. You can, okay, Chakshur. Like that, you can say that. Chakshusmati. Rasanavan, you can say any power, you can say, who is the one who is endowed with this hearing power? Ishvara. Who is the one who is endowed with the seeing power? Ishvara. Who is the one who is endowed with power of smelling? Ishvara. Who is the one who is endowed with power of taste? Ishvara. Who is the one who is endowed with this power? Ishvara. Tadvan bhavati. Van means what? It is Ishvara who alone is endowed with all powers, all organs, all minds. And he is the one who is endowed with the whole. Means what? Who alone is in the form of everything, and who alone is in the form of the whole jagat. Who alone is in the form of functions, the powers, the minds, knowledge. So, tadvan bhavati. Sarva praninam karanehi. With all instruments of all living beings, being the self of all, he becomes the one who is endowed with all organs. Understand? For what? Everything is Ishvara. So intellectual order is Ishvara. Psychological order is Ishvara. We are going to say next. Physiological order also is Ishvara. Okay, let us see next one. Is it clear now? Next. Kincha. Not only these many virtues. Not only these are the only virtues. Okay. There are many more virtues. So Shankaracharya says, Kincha. Moreover, further. Tatahapi adhikataram yetad bhavati. Yetad tatopi adhikataram bhavati. Tatahapi adhikataram tatopi adhikataram bhavati. Tatopi adhikataram yetad bhavati. This Hiranyagar Bheshwara. Not only Ishvara is endowed with these virtues, there are many more virtues. Tatopi adhikataram bhavati means what? There is much more than these virtues mentioned, discussed before, discussed earlier. There are many more, many more virtues of Ishvara than those virtues discussed earlier. Like what? Vakpatihi, manasaspatihi, vakpatihi, chakshushpatihi, shotrapatihi, vijnanapatihi. Not only this many, there are more. Kim tate? What is that? Kim tate? Tatopi adhikataram. Tatopi adhikataram. There are more virtues. Okay. Then what have been discussed earlier means, what is that? Uchyate, it is said now. Akasha shariram. Now Shankara Bhagavad comments upon that particular word, akasha shariram. Akashaha shariram. Akashaha shariram. When you read together, when you're chanting, you don't break it. Akasha shariram is equal to what? Akashaha shariram. Means, akashaha shariram asya. The whole space forms the form, the body of Ishvara. Akashaha shariram asya. How do we say akasha shariram? How can we say space is the whole space, the one and the only indivisible, undivided, partless whole, this space element, subtlest of the elements itself, is looked upon as Ishvara's Saguna Brahmeshwara, Saguna Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshwara's body. So, Akashaka Shariram Yasya Asya. Hiranyagarbheshwara has the whole space as his body. Then one more meaning is given. Akashavat Sukshmam Shariram Asya. Iti Akasha Shariram. Just as space is the subtlest of the elements, the space is subtlest of the elements. So, Hiranyagarbha's body is subtle like space. Akashavat sukshmam shariram. Akashavat. There's one more meaning. Va. First you say, Hiranyagarbha has his whole space as his body. Therefore he said, Akasha shariram. Then akashavat sukshmam shariram asya iti akasha shariram. Hiranyagarbha is endowed with the body which is subtle like space. Hiranyagarbheshwara is endowed with the body which is subtle like space. Therefore, he is said to be Akasha Shariram. Second meaning. What is the first meaning? Hiranyagarbha has the entire space as his body. Therefore, he is said to be Akasha Shariram. But his body is subtle like space. Therefore, he is said to be. He is said to be Akasha Shariram. Two meanings are given. What is that which is endowed with the entire space as its body? What is that whose body is as subtle as the space? Whose body is like subtle like space? What is that? Prakritam Brahma, it is Sagunam Brahma. What is Sagunam Brahma? Hiranyagarbheshwara. It's all about Hiranyagarbheshwara. Now, beautiful, this upasanam, whether you are practicing meditation or not, this upasanam, you are helped to understand how Hiranyagarbha is a title attributed to Ishvara. The name is attributed to Ishvara. When you look up to Ishvara as the one in the form of the entirety of the subtle universe. The same Ishvara, you look at him as the one in the gross universe, name is different, Virat. Look at Ishvara as the one who is in the entirety of the subtle universe. Samashti Sukshva Prapancha Ishwaraha. If you say, you look at Ishvara as, you call Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha. See, this is understanding the concept of Ishvara. This is Ishvara, concept of Ishvara, the reference to Upanishads. Understanding Ishvara is the one who is in the form of the subtle, entirety of subtle universe. Only Ishvara. Very nice. Okay. Let us see now. Satyatma Pranarama Mana Anandam. That portion you are going to see now. Satyatma. Now Shankara Bhagavatpada explains the word Satyatma. There. First, he explained the word Satyam. Satyam means the two Satyams are there. What are they? Not two. We give two, understand two words. Paramarthikam Satyam, Vyavaharikam Satyam. We have Pratibhasikam Satyam also. In Puja Swami choose to say in the class, all Satyams are Ishvara. Parama Vyavaharikam Satyam is Ishvara. Ishvara is not Vyavaharika Satyam, but Vyavaharika Satyam is Ishvara. Pratibhasika Satyam is also Ishvara. Absolutely Paramahatika Satyam is Ishvara Swarupam. Okay. So subjective reality, objective empirical reality, then absolute reality. Absolute Ishvara Swarupam is absolute reality. Then empirically, whatever is empirically real is also Ishvara. Whatever is subjectively real is also Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. Ishvara is nothing but everything is Ishvara. Therefore here, we understand Satyam. The word Satyam here means both absolute reality as well as empirical reality. Look at, you take the word Satyam as empirical reality, then empirical reality, empirical real world is in the form of objects having forms, objects with not having forms also. So, Murta Murtam, Satyam is equal to Murta Murtam. The first meaning is what? Murta Murtam. Murtam means objects with forms. Or Murtam. Amurtam means what? Objects without form. Murta Murtam. So Murta Murtam means what? Vitatham. Murta Murtam is equal to Vitatham. Vithattam means what? That which is as though, that which is not real. Mithya. Vithattam is equal to mithya. So, murta murtam is equal to vithattam. Vithattam is equal to mithya. Ishvara is not mithya, but the mithya universe is Ishvara. Mithya universe consisting of things with forms, without forms, everything is Ishvara. The entirety of the objective universe is Ishvara. It is Hiranyagarbheshwara. Okay. Otherwise, the Satyam also means Avitatham. See next meaning. Murta Murtam is equal to Vithatam. But the next meaning is what? Avitatam. Avitatam. Avitatam means what? Na vithatam. Not as though. Absolutely real. Avitatam. Vithatam is as though real. Mithya. Avitatam is absolutely real. So, paramarthikam satyam. So, avitatam swarupam va. So, satyam has two meanings. One meaning is what? Vithatam murtamurtam. Second meaning is what? Avitatam swarupam. Vithatam murtamurtam va or avitatam swarupam. Absolutely real, absolute reality, paramarthikam satyam, is this swarupam, paramarthikam swarupam, avitatam swarupam, paramarthikam satyam. So, the truth of Ishvara is absolute reality. Ishvara swarupam. Ishvara is essentially absolute reality. Okay, Ishvara is Brahma. Essentially, Ishvara is Param Brahma. Sagunam Brahma, Ishvara is absolutely Brahma, absolute reality, essentially. Therefore, Paramarthikam Satyam, absolute reality. Avithatam swarupam is another meaning. So, yes, Ishvara is essentially absolute reality. That Ishvara who is essentially absolute reality alone is in the form of mithya, world of objects with forms and without forms. Atma subhavaha yasya. Avithatam swarupam atma swarup. Now, atma means swabhavaha. Please make a note. The word atma does not mean consciousness here. The word atma does not mean the self here. Atma does not mean the mind here. The word atma means swabhavaha. So, avithatam swarupam swabhavaha yasya sa satyatma murtam vitatam murtamurtam swabhavaha yasya sa satyatma. So satyatma is equal to Hiranyagarbheshwara, who alone, whose swarupam is essentially absolute reality, or who alone is in the form of the world of objects having forms and without forms. Paramarthikam Satyam is Ishvara. Ishvara is Paramarthika Satyam. Ishvara is Vyavaharikam Satyam also. Yes, yeah. Okay. Murtamurtam Avithatam Swarupam Va Atma Swabhavaha Yasya Tad idam satyatma. Satyatma is Hiranyagarbheshwara, Sagunam Brahma. So this Now, this meditator, becoming one with Hiranyagarbheshwara, having resolved his individuality in totality as Ishvara, as a result of practicing his meditation, now he becomes Satyatmas Brahma. He becomes the one having Paramarthikam Satyam as his Swarupam. He becomes Ishvara, who alone has, who is in the form of Mithya Prapanchaha also. Is it clear? Prana, next word. Pranaramam mana anandam shanti samruddham amrutam. We have that. Can I take another 5 minutes? It's okay. Pranaramam. Very nice. Praneshu aramanam. Pranaramam. This is a word, it is an adjective describing Hiranyagarbheshwara. So Hiranyagarbha's virtue is Pranaramam. So, Ishvara means Pranaramaha. Praneshu aramanam. Aramanam means what? Akrida. Yasya. Praneshu aramanam yasya. Brahmanaha. Tat Brahma. Pranaramam. Yasya sagunam brahmanaha praneshu aramanam tat sagunam brahma pranaramam praneshu aramanam yasya ishwarasya saha ishwaraha pranaramaha. Got it? Pranaramam is a neuter gender word because it's an adjective describing sagunam brahma. It's a neuter gender word. Got it? In the place of Sagunam Brahma, if you put Ishvara, the adjective would have become Pranaramaha. Praneshu Aramanam. You want to know the verb Praneshu Yaha Aramate. Yaha Praneshu Aramate Saha Pranaramaha. Yaha Ishwaraha Praneshu Aramate Saha Pranaramaha. Yasya Saguna Brahmanaha Aramanam Praneshu Tat Sagunam Brahma Pranaramam. Aramanam Yat Praneshu Aramate Praneshu Aramanam Akrida Yasya. Okay, 1 minute. See, who is the one who revels, who perceives, who enjoys, makes use of all the sense organs? See, remaining in the form of sense organs, remaining as the one enabling the function of sense organs, who is there as the perceiver of the sense objects through the sense organs. The perceiver is the reveler. The one who alone is there. See, Ramate means revels. Aramate, with the prefix A also, it means the same. That's why Bhagavan Rama is called Swasmin Ramate Iti Ramaha. Swasmin Aramate Iti Ramaha. The one who revels in one's own self is Bhagavan Rama. So here, Praneshu Aramate. Who is the one who obtaining in the form of sense organs, obtaining as the function of sense organs, as the perceiver of objects through sense organs, who is the one who revels there? Ishvara is not the one who revels, but the one who revels is Ishvara. Therefore, the one who revels through in all the sense organs, the one who perceives through all, perceives the only perceiver of all sense objects through all sense organs is Ishvara. Therefore, he is said to be the only reveler. Bhagavan is said to be Pranaramaha. Please make a note. The word prana in this context does not mean physiological function. This will be very careful. The word prana here means indriya. Pranaha is equal to indriyani. Pranaramam. Prana does not mean here. The word prana does not mean a physiological function. Does not mean life. Does not mean the breath. The word prana here means sense organ. Praneshu means indriyeshu. Indriyeshu yat sagunam brahma aramate tad brahma pranaramam. Indriyeshu yaha ishvaraha aramate saha pranaramaha ishvaraha. Ishvara who alone, the only perceiver of all sense objects through all sense organs. The only perceiver of all sense objects through all sense organs is Ishvara. Therefore, he is said to be the one who revels in all sense organs. Pranaramaha, Pranaramam. See, Pranaramam is a neuter word, neuter gender word. Pranaramaha, masculine gender word. If you are using the word Sagunam Brahma, Pranaramam. If you are using the word Ishvaraha, Pranaramaha. Is it clear? Nod your head, please. Okay. One more meaning. Prananam va aramaha yasmin. The one who revels in all the sense organs. The one in whom all the sense powers enjoy their existence. Prananam aramaha yasmin. The va means are. Or another meaning is why Sagunam Brahma is said to be Pranaramam. Sagunam Brahma is said to be Pranaramam because iti Sagunam Brahma, Hiranyagarbheshvara, is the only perceiver, enjoyer of all sense objects through sense organs. The one who alone revels in all sense organs. Okay. Otherwise, other meaning is Prananam aramaha yasmin tat sagunam brahma pranaramam yasmin saguna brahmani prananam aramaha. The sagunam brahma Hiranyagarbheshvara, in whom all the pranas, all sense powers, resolve. They were Pranaravam. See, Aramaha means revels. Aramaha also what now? Rests. Aramate. The whole day very busy. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. So busy the whole day from the time you wake up until you fall asleep. Once you fall asleep, what happens? All these sense, not only five powers, all 10 powers, not only Indriyanendriyani, all Sarvendriyani. Sarvendriyani. Sarvendriyani, all powers, along with the mind, resolve. In whom? Rest in whom? That Ishvara is Pranaramaha Hiranyagarbheshvara. Pranaha Indriyani Yasmin Ramante Aramante. Yasmin Brahmani Ramante Tad Brahma Pranaramam Sagunam Brahma. Okay. Therefore, this meditator becomes Pranaramam Sagunam Brahma. See how many virtues you have seen now. We have to make a list of all of them. Mana Anand. We'll see tomorrow. There's some important lesson I have to tell you tomorrow. Is it clear? Okay. Very simple lesson, but very interesting. And because this is all preparation to finally to see who is Ishvara essentially. Who is this Ishvara? Who is now, and he said, glorified with all these virtues here in this portion. That Ishvara is, Sagunam Brahma is ultimately Nirgunam Brahma. We'll see that tomorrow. We have to go second chapter. Anyway, we'll see. Slowly we'll see. For the sake of Sanskrit students, I also use the verbs. So you'll understand. They have given gerunds, nouns. I also used verbs. In the place of aramanam, I said aramate. Isn't it? Just for you to see. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.